Track 14, Unit 11, Listening, Part 3. Multiple choice.
Now let's turn to a concept that has raised a lot of hackles recently. 15-minute cities. I'm joined by Dr. Robert O'Keefe, a keen advocate of such cities, and Susan Travis, MP, who is spearheading a campaign to prevent their expansion. Dr. O'Keefe, what exactly is a 15-minute city?
In a nutshell, it's a city where every resident can access everything they need for day-to-day living, including shops, schools, offices, medical centres, sports amenities and open spaces, within a 15-minute walk or cycle ride from their homes. The concept arose from the rapid and often chaotic growth of cities in recent times and the inherent unfairness in their layout, such that most people need a car to go about their daily business, leaving those who are unwilling or unable to use a car at a distinct disadvantage.
That sounds reasonable, doesn't it, Susan Travis?
Well, when presented in such terms, yes, it sounds like a modern utopia, where residents are free to leave their cars at home while they walk or cycle to their heart's content. Personally, I enjoy a good stroll or bike ride in the countryside, so I can see the attraction. In reality, this is not about freedom of choice because you won't have the option of leaving your car at home. For one thing, all of the parking spaces will have been converted into children's play areas and open-air cafes, and for another, even if you can find a place to store your car, you'll be hit by a hefty fine for every day it's within the city boundaries. This is nothing more than a full-on attack on car owners, who form a sizeable majority in this country, let's not forget, both in rural and urban areas.
Just because we own a lot of cars, it doesn't mean we're wedded to them. The automobile is the scourge of the modern city in a host of ways. Most obviously, they spew unimaginable levels of pollution into the atmosphere, which is detrimental both for the health of city dwellers and for our planet as a whole. Not only do cars kill or maim thousands of people each year, but they also turn whole neighbourhoods into no-go areas for kids and cyclists. They take up a ludicrous amount of space. Just consider all those roads, which seem to be permanently clogged, not to mention the thousands of parking spaces required. But perhaps their most profound impact is the way they precipitate the fragmentation of our lives, with workplaces remote from residential areas, out-of-town supermarkets elsewhere, and so on. In other words, cars make us ever more dependent on cars in a never-ending death spiral. You talk about freedom of choice, but car-centric cities only ever have one option: more cars.
So your solution is to ban them? Is that what you're saying?
No, Susan. The solution is to discourage them. A small minority will continue to need their cars, and if they're prepared to pay for the privilege, they may even find their lives have become easier once all the traffic jams have disappeared.
What utter nonsense.
So is that your main complaint, Susan, that 15-minute cities will make life harder for those of us who can't part with our cars?
It's certainly a strong argument, but it's about something far more fundamental than that. It's about governments attempting to control every aspect of our lives by planning all the places we're allowed to visit within our own designated zones. What happened to spontaneity? Can't we allow our cities to grow organically without some master plan to decide what must go where? Before we know it, we'll need permits to leave our zones. Believe me, it's a slippery slope. The technology already exists. Facial recognition software will monitor those who attempt to leave their zones too frequently or whose carbon footprint is deemed unacceptable by the powers that be.
Oh, come on, Susan. You know as well as I do that that's simply a groundless conspiracy theory invented by social media warriors with too much time on their hands and axes to grind. Nobody is suggesting limiting what people are allowed to do within cities, and the idea of permits to leave zones is simply fiction. To be honest, I can't believe you'd sink so low as to peddle such nonsense.
I suggest you do some research, Robert. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I have done my research. I've dedicated my life to researching such issues, and all the credible research points to 15-minute cities vastly improving everyone's lives, not to mention the environment. I've also extensively studied the strident claims you're making, and I can assure you they've been thoroughly debunked, every one of them.
Right. Well, we need to take a short break now, but we'll continue this discussion in a moment.